Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Carly Dean, I'm After Dark. Welcome to a very early edition of Daytime After Dark. Today we will be talking to Daniel McVeary from Bolden the Beautiful. Also, he played Rock Hudson in Elizabeth Taylor Story, and he played Carl Garrison on Bolden the Beautiful. He also made 17 appearances on The Late Show with Craig Ferguson. Here we go. Hi, Clark.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Well, yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, forever. Yeah, all the West Coast, East Coast. Yes, I am so, it's so nice to talk to you. And, Tracy wanted me to tell you hi. I had Tracy, Kristen from Bolden the Beautiful on last Wednesday.
Oh, very
and,
good.
No, last Tuesday. So she wanted me to tell you hi. So, for Bolden the Beautiful, I loved when you were on Bolden the Beautiful. It was nice, and I love that fashion, Spector versus Forrester in the heyday. How do you like it?
No, I mean, that's a very pleasant time in my life. It's getting to be a long time ago now. But I know that they're celebrating 30 years of The Bold and the Beautiful, and so I'm with them in spirit. I was there in the first year. My first episode was number 137, so you can imagine that. In fact, I was actually testing for the role of Bridge before the show started. And based on the test of role of Bridge, they created a character for me. That's 1987. My goodness. A couple years ago.
Well, yeah. A couple years ago. If they asked you back, will you ever want to come back to Bolden the Beautiful?
Well, we talk about those things from time to time. But what do you think? Should I go visit again?
I do. I think right now is the perfect time for Clark to go back to Bolden the Beautiful because, right now they are doing Spector versus Forrester all over again and with the new generation, and I think Clark could give insight to, the generation of, how to do Spector because, you did it and you did such a good job of it.
Well,
and now that,
thank you. That was actually rather an interesting thing that was created. That came in about the second year of the show. Darlene Conley came out about a year and a half to 2 year point. Clark had already had because I came out about 6 months in. And Clark had already had his love triangle with Kristen and Margot. In fact, was in the middle of that. And Bill Bell appreciated Darlene Conley's work. So he as Rose on Young and the Restless. So he created a character for Darlene, Sally Spector. But what grew out of that was a chance to do a combination of comedy with old style movies, and as well as be a real threat to the Forresters. So originally it was like the structure of the show was the Logan, certainly the Forresters, and the Spencers. So they created a wing of the show, which I like to call the Garrison wing, but most people call the Spectra wing. And that wing of the show, we had an opportunity to change the rhythm and to include a lot of comedy, both, you know, just silly slapstick comedy to a lot of ironic and interesting things. So it was a good time, and you know, we did a lot of things. I think we created a new type of thing that people hadn't seen before. Let me put it that way.
Oh, you know, yeah. I mean, I don't know. For some reason, you know, the boat always for me. I love the fashion road because on every, you know, one days of our lives in a hospital, Y&R boat, you guys have all four soaps, you know, they do it, you know, so differently, and that's what I love and respect about boat because, you know, for the last, you know, 20 years that I've been watching, 30 years I've been watching, I just love it because people can learn about the fashion industry and how sometimes it can be cutthroat. And I, you know, that's, you know, really what I think, you know, a lot, you know, there's a big draw to Bold and the Beautiful with that. And, you know, I told Tracy last time she was on here that I love the relationship between Clark and Kristen. I really enjoy that. I think you should come back now and stir up a little trouble because, you know, Kristen
well,
and Tony.
That's nice to hear. There's flights every day. I'm in Italy these days, and so the center of my life is here. I've got a young son here, but that's good to hear. I like hearing that. You know, it's interesting. The fashion world, when the show was originally created by Bill Bell, the working title was called Rags, which is the fashion business is known as the rag trade, or the schmata business, as Saul would say. The whole wing that I was in was showing the sort of rough underbelly, and then there was the high gloss fashion end to it as well. So both of those parts of the fashion world are rather interesting within the soap opera format. It's interesting also to see in person here. Yes.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you know, that is so true and everything. And also, you were in one of my favorite movies ever. I love the Elizabeth Taylor story that you did, and you played Rock Hudson.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, how was that?
Thank you.
I mean, I know that was a long time ago, too, but how
was
that?
That was quite a while ago. Well, you know, it was certainly rewarding. For years, people would say you should play Rock Hudson because you look like him, or they would say,
"You do."
I hope you're not offended, but we think you look like Rock Hudson. So I wanted to play that role not because I looked like him, but because people thought I might be offended because of when he got AIDS. It really brought that disease to a lot of attention. But that was back in 1985 when that occurred. So that was, you know, that was good, rewarding, and I put my heart and soul in it. And in a two-week span when I head off, I lost as much weight as I could to play him when he was not well. I lost about 20 pounds in 2 weeks. It was quite a bit, quite a bit. So, that was a good experience it was a television film, actually a mini series, with Sherilyn Fenn as Elizabeth Taylor. So,
I loved it. And so you, now that you are in, where are you living now?
I'm in Italy.
I love Italy. I mean, I've never been, you know, one day I would love to go. you know, because Italy's so nice. Well, the pictures I've seen and everything.
Yeah,
and
of course, you can always eat Italian food, so you can always feel like you're in Italy.
Well, yeah, and but I mean, how is it there? I mean, you know, I've always dreamed of, you know, going to live in another country. Yeah, but you know, you guys don't have like all the stuff you guys have is, you know, 5 years, you know, later or sometimes. I mean, do you get? I know you get bored in the beautiful there, but do you ever watch it?
There was a time when I was watching it with the rhythm of everybody here, because in Italy, it still is. It's a huge show. It's number one, and it carries the afternoon, and people watch it at 1:45. It's on the same time every day. It has been since 1990, which that is right at the end of the lunch. So here, a lot of people go home for lunch. So generally they go home, and then we're part of the rhythm of the day in that sense. So people watch it at 1:45 p.m., and it becomes a family experience, just as the whole lunchtime historically as well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does. I'm going to bring on a call really quick because, yeah. My co-host. Hey, Bobby.
Hey. How are you doing today, sir?
Hello.
Hey. You know, I really would love to visit Italy one day, because I know that Bone and Beautiful have done some shows in Italy, and I just only wish that, in my opinion, that they probably would have included you when they have went to Italy. I know they're going to Australia, because they already done filming for the Australian show that are airing this week. But it would be great to head back to Italy and just add you into the
That would be nice.
Sorry,
you know, there's flights every day to Los Angeles. But the but thank you very much. I actually was around the set 3 times when they went to Italy, but that's a long time ago now. 96, I think 2002, 99 and 2002.
Mm-hmm.
In Lago di Como, Lake Como, Venice. And Portofino. I'm almost speaking
right.
Italian now. You got me speaking Italian, Bobby.
Oh, my goodness. Because I do remember, and I might be wrong about this, because I haven't watched Bone and Beautiful in a while, because I started watching it a little bit when it came to Pop
well, of course,
here in the
of
United
course,
States.
Of course, because I'm not on it. I understand. Go ahead, Bobby.
Well, actually, I started watching it a little bit when it was on Pop for a while, and I just kind of stop watching it but I need to just start watching it again, especially with the new generation of Spectrums out there, because it reminds me of when what's her name got thrown into the lake while in Italy, and I don't remember who it was.
Well, the Darlene Conley played Sally.
Yeah.
That was they used to like to throw her in the water a bit. It became a tradition that started at Lake Como, where she went into the lake there. And,
right.
Yeah.
Right, because
that was a good. It was usually Stephanie that put her in.
Yeah, because I know recently Quinn did the same thing in Paris to Ivy, but I think it was just great that, you know, it's great that the show
nice.
Is pretty popular in there.
Paris dunking, that's a good idea.
And hopefully if they ask you to do a shoot, if they go back to Italy, it'll be great, because I know Catherine was there for the Italian version of Dancing with the Stars a couple of years ago, and saw her products on the Italian version of QVC. But other than that, mm-hmm. there haven't been that much Bone and Beautiful stars that have had ties besides her and Ron Moss that have been on the Italian version of Dancing with the Stars or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, no, she did a great job, and Ron did a great job when they did the show.
Yeah, but listen, you have a great evening or a great afternoon. Today,
thank you.
And you take care.
Thanks.
Okay,
yeah,
Bobby,
here.
I will put Bobby, I will put you back on hold.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Bobby.
So, yeah, wrapping up our interview, is there any new projects that you are doing right now in Italy?
My new project is I need to lose all the weight I gained by eating too much pasta. That's my project. Now, I'm living my life here. I act sometimes. I do theater sometimes, also in Italian. I do films when they pass through in Europe. So I've kept active as an actor. And I've got a little boy here that keeps me busy. So, but I have nothing
cute
that I'm promoting right now, no. Yeah.
Well, how old is he?
He's almost
your
five.
Your little guy.
Yeah.
Aw, cute.
Yeah,
well,
five.
Yeah, we thank you so much for coming
Why,
on.
Thank you
and
so much, Carly.
Yep, and please, you know, email me when, like, a new project comes up or anything because
we
would
yeah
love to promote it on Daytime After Dark for you. And
anyway, it's nice to talk to you. I miss everybody. I know that I again want to say that the Bold and the Beautiful is celebrating 30 years, which is just an amazing thing. And I, particularly since I was there in the first at the beginning, I was there in the first year. I'm not really original cast. I'm sort of original in that sense because I was there before the show started. But there's a lot of people who are in the troupe. In the production offices, on set, camera, sound, people that have been there for 30 years, directors, and certainly the Bell family, who started it all. And as well as, you know, Catherine Kelly Lang and John McCook, I miss them dearly. I miss everybody dearly. So I hope they have a good celebration this weekend because I know that they'll be doing that in Los Angeles.
Well, yeah, and, it's really, you know, but, oh, yeah, according to the web, according to the websites, you know, they do have you as one of the original cast members. I just thought I would let you know that because, you know, they do, which is really nice, and like you said, it's
That's
really
nice,
good
I
that.
I have to check.
Yeah, and it's really good that you're on. You know, the boat is all. You know, 30 years of boat is really good, and I hope. You know, maybe one day when you make it to the States again, you know, maybe they will have you back on.
Well,
yeah, and I will. I mean,
day,
I think.
So you never know.
Yeah, and I think the fans would love to have you back on. So.
That's nice to
yeah,
hear.
Yeah, so please have a great day. And
thanks so much.
And yeah,
nice
you're so welcome.
Good morning.
Yep.
And it's not really Daytime After Dark unless there's an eclipse that comes. So be careful.
Okay. Have a good night. Have a good day.
Okay.
Night.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Charlie. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. I'm bringing Bobby
Hello.
On for a moment.
Hello.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
Everyone, thank you for... You know, joining us at a very early, early, early time of Daytime After Dark. And we are Wednesday, Bobby. Remember Wednesday night? Well, Wednesday night we have Sonia Sutter, ex-Lucy from... Guiding Light will be on Wednesday, and then on Friday, Bobby, we will have Jessica Morris from One Life to Live also on the show on Friday night at 7 p.m. West Coast time.
So both shows are 7 o'clock tomorrow night?
No. Tomorrow's show is at 6. Friday at 7.
Okay. Okay, well, listen, I'll probably be able to make those shows if I get a chance. I know he's going to be kind of busy, especially with the Friday show with Jessica, but I'll try to make it if I can, because I'll probably be busy on Friday.
Well, but it's late. It's one of our late nights, 7 p.m. So
right.
Yeah. So, yeah, and everyone else, thank you so much. And
right.
And Al, if you want to listen to the show, also with Daniel McVeary, please check out our website. Please always check the Daytime After Dark page so everyone knows when the show is and everyone, everything. And have a great day.
Yeah,
and
good
take
day.
A little time to enjoy the
have
view.
Have a good day, Carly.
Yep,
bye.
Okay, bye, everyone. See you tomorrow night, Wednesday, with Sonia Centra. Okay, bye, guys.